For WNPR News, I'm Ryan Karen King. Immigration has become a highly contentious issue in this year's presidential race. In New Haven, Connecticut, one of New England's main immigration hubs, I spoke with a Mexican immigrant in his early 20s. He says he's not happy with either presidential candidate.
If we don't get it,
shut it down!
Jesus Sanchez holds his cell phone in one hand and a megaphone in the other. He's simultaneously streaming a protest at the New Haven Police Department on Facebook Live while leading the demonstrators in a chant.
What do we want it? What do we want? What do we want it?
Sanchez is with Unidad Latina en Acción. They're blocking traffic to protest what they say was an incident of police brutality in New Haven last month. Sanchez says he found a home in New Haven after he legally emigrated here from Mexico with his mom and his brother as a teenager. As a sanctuary city, New Haven is known for its immigrant-friendly policies. But Sanchez says there's been a shift in attitudes towards immigrants since Donald Trump announced his candidacy last year. Sanchez's voice is hoarse from another protest he went to across town earlier that day.
New Haven, obviously, it's a colonial town, and with it comes an ugly side of history, you know, full of racism, full of ideas that right now are seen as despicable. Doesn't mean that they're gone. It doesn't mean that we're exempt.
Sanchez is 22 years old and he's gay. He's been involved with the city's social justice movement since this summer when he decided to take a year off from the University of Connecticut's engineering program. Millennials like him make up almost half of eligible Latino voters in the U.S. But Sanchez, despite his political involvement, isn't one of them. He hasn't gone through the naturalization process yet. Sanchez jokes it's sort of a relief that he can't vote this year, but he gets frustrated with his peers who can and don't want to.
A lot of people that wish they had that right, we don't have it. Even though I understand how much the politics of this country still apply to my life, everyday life, I still have no say in it.
Sanchez says there's a lot on the line for the Latino community this election. He's worried about the future of New Haven's status as a sanctuary city for undocumented immigrants. Congressional Republicans last year tried to block funding for sanctuary cities across the country. But Sanchez doesn't support Hillary Clinton's candidacy either. He's afraid Clinton could continue the Obama administration's policies, which led to a high number of deportations.
It's not like if Clinton wins, you know, all of a sudden immigrants are going to have a pathway towards citizenship, or undocumented students are going to have access to financial aid. That's not going to happen.
But Sanchez says that people should still vote for the candidate that represents their best interests. After the election, Sanchez says, no matter who wins, he'll just have to push harder for the rights of people like him. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Ryan Karen King in New Haven.